going back to the freed mind, one of the descriptions I've heard of associated with stream entry is a turning over or a correcting of something that was wrong to something that, to it being right. So I've heard that a sort of, yeah, turning over, the image of a turning over being associated with that. And I wonder, is there...
Is that... Well, I'm not sure you might have heard that. What you get in the... Very frequently in the teachings where someone's heard the Buddha's teaching, not that they're necessarily a stream enterer, but hearing the Dhamma teaching, they said, oh, it's as if you brought a light into a dark place, you've set upright that which was turned over. And so that's more commonly a description of the teaching generally being clarifying and illuminating and helping to see things and know things in an accurate way, to setting upright that which had been knocked over.
Ah, okay. The word read Ajahn Chah, maybe, or someone who described it as a turning over.
It might be that image of setting upright something which had been upturned and bringing your light into a dark place. That's very, very frequently the languaging when someone's praising the Buddha at the end of a teaching or one of the elders who's giving a Dhamma talk. But you could be right. But
I think it's usually a classic description of the stream entry experience.
Ah, thank you.
So that's the description of the stream entry experience. And is there a description for the unfettering from sensual desire and ill will? Is there an image associated to that? Because that's quite a specific image of turning over. Is it a...
They disappear with this level of anagami. The sort of standard languaging around the realization of anagami is they will no longer be born into this world or won't reappear in the human realm. Destined to be reborn in the pure abodes. That's
such a visceral description.
Yes.
And turning over. But I wondered if it was like if it's an uprooting or because extinguishing is used for nirvana. I wonder if there was a description.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. They're just that languaging of the next birth. Also, the language of spontaneously arisen beings. Beings who appear in the Suddhavasa, the pure abodes, they don't have mother and father. They just manifest, pop into being. So spontaneously arisen beings, will not be returning to this world. So that kind of language is the standard, as far as I can think.
There is one image related to that achievement of, or the different levels of anagami, which is a spark flying. And this spark can, depending on different conditions, the spark will either, some sparks, say from a blacksmith's anvil will, fly up and go out, even before they hit the ground. Others will hit the ground, and then sometimes, sometimes it'll even start a bunch of stuff on fire. But eventually that fire will go out. And my understanding is that's imagery related to the achievement of anagami.
It is, yeah. I think there's about seven different categories when the spark will fade out. A spark flying off from furnace-heated iron struck by a smith's hammer. And, it's kind of interestingly sort of graphic in terms of describing these states of an anagami. So the one that where the spark goes out as it's flying through the air is described as enlightenment in the interval. So certain kinds of anagami, even before they reappear in the pure abodes, they realize arahantship kind of in transit. It's called antarabhava. And then... if the spark hits the ground and then goes out, then that's enlightenment on appearance. And then the spark might cause some sawdust or something on the ground to smolder for a bit. And then it's an anagami that they're in the Suddhavasa for a certain amount of time, and then they realize enlightenment after that time. And then the one that it causes a whole kind of forest fire and just dissolves the region, then it's kind of this massive conflagration on account of that spark, and that's describing someone living through many lifetimes through the different Suddhavasa and eventually realizing enlightenment after a number of lifetimes in different pure abodes, as I recall. But I can't remember somewhere in the Anguttara Nikaya, I think in the Book of the Sevens, but I can look up the reference. But yeah, it's very graphic. I don't know if there's many others that relate to the Anagami in a similar way.
No, not much.